Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. This is Tuesday, February 3rd. Time is 9:31:35. And present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. And we have a 9:30 agenda item for meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and to consider action items, of which we have four. So let's start with the first one, action item to consider 2023 State Homeland Security Grant Program Extension. Good morning.
Good morning. So this is an extension to our 2023 State Homeland Security Program grant funds. We've got the extension till the end of May, I believe is what it was, and that will just allow us more time to utilize those funds, which we are for the EOC in our new building.
Okay.
So it has been, the state did grant that, and so they just need a signature. That's the new application showing the new date on it that we've extended it.
Okay, perfect. Legal, you reviewed?
Yep.
Okay.
Chairman, it looks like this actually goes through June 1st, and then on the award amounts, can you refresh our memory? Have we utilized any portion of this for that, or we just need to finish out on the grant?
So those are the remaining funds that are left in the grant, so yes, that remainder is going to be used for the Emergency Operations Center.
Okay, I'm totally in favor. Thank you.
Okay, you good? Yeah, I'm good. Consider a motion then.
Chairman, I move that the board approves the Idaho Office of Emergency Management request for a grant adjustment notice for the 2023 Homeland Security Grant as presented. And that date, as Christine has indicated, will extend this to June 1st of 2026.
A second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
You bet. Next action item is consider deliver agent electronic document recording agreement with Value Check. Good morning, Clerk.
Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners.
I'll let Emily and Legal take the lead on this one.
Okay.
So this is an agreement between a new e-recording vendor, where they would be submitting to us from other requesters or attorneys or title companies to submit documents to be recorded. It is a chance that it might increase more e-recordings for our office. Then the company is going to be considered Value Check, which I think is also part of another company that we also work with currently. So it would be kind of an in-house for them a little bit, from what I understand.
Okay. Legal, you reviewed?
Yes, I reviewed it, and I'm on board with this.
Okay.
Chairman, I think this is just a part of getting up to speed with the current practices on how to streamline efficiencies for people wanting to do business with the county. So we started implementing this, and I think it's a good move forward to vet and allow other vendors to present, help people make payments in that manner. So I'm in favor.
Okay.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the deliver agent electronic document recording agreement with Value Check as presented.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next action item is consider agreement with Ada County and Idaho State Department of Corrections and Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. This is a mutual agreement, really, between Ada County and the state and all of us. It really comes down to if there was ever an issue where our facility cannot be used to house juveniles, then we'd be able to kind of use what they have. This is something that's been going on for around 8 to 10 years. We've had this mutual agreement. Never had to use it yet, but we came close once. So I've read through it. Everything looks good to me. And I think it's a great thing.
So. Yep. So, Chairman, on page 4, the cost per day, that interagency billing, that's an accurate reflection of what that exchange is, $296?
That is. That's what Ada County.
Okay. So. Okay. I'm in favor of this, Chairman. I think I was here when this original proposal came through, and it was a good idea for a myriad of reasons. And I'm glad it's in place in case we would need it. It's already there, so in favor.
And legal's reviewed is just the same from last year, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. Entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the agreement between Ada County and the Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center and the State of Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections for fiscal year 2026 regarding the housing agreement.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. Thanks. All right. And the fifth one is, or fourth one is, consider extending ADP agreement for data history services. Good morning, Marty.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. And you?
Just living the dream.
This is an agreement that would allow, with our transition to Dayforce, we are losing access into ADP. We are set to lose complete access into ADP on February 13th. We have pulled a multitude of reports, but we haven't had a chance to get in there and really see what we might be missing. This agreement will allow us to extend our access into ADP from our administrator standpoint. I would just like a couple of months. It's $400 a month. So, and they say the minimum that they'll do is 2 months. So that's the minimum that they're willing to do.
Sure.
In the course of extending our service for that couple of months, ADP does also offer another service. Well, they will actually go in and pull all of your history and present it in a downloadable fashion for you to go in and grab. It is an additional cost of $3,600. I have spoken with Chief Rast about this because it is a really, I think it's a very important, it's very important to grab all of this information. Right now we're just going in and grabbing two to three years worth of history. If we engage with ADP in this access, we'll be able to grab all 15 years history. They will download all history from ADP, put it in these downloadable reports. I do think it's a very important thing to do. Coming to you today is really to ask for that extended service of $800 for that couple of months to be able to possibly access that service that ADP can.
Okay.
All of the history out of ADP.
Chairman?
Yes.
And thank you for that. What I heard you say was that $3,600 would allow us to have, I guess, IT work with that. So the actual cost is $4,400 and it's an unbudgeted item. And so.
It would be. Go ahead.
Ms. Chair, I worked with Director Danner on this. I think this would be a good opportunity. $3,600 is actually pretty inexpensive for an effort to pull all 15 years of historical data out of ADP. And IT can work with HR to extract all that, put it in a format we can report on. $3,600, we actually have $10,000 in the IT budget. It's slated for ESRI, which is our mapping GIS upgrade, which we're not gonna use this year. We could use those funds for that $3,600 out of IT. Okay. So I'd recommend pulling the $3,600 out of IT for this effort, because we'll help with that data and write any custom reports. And then the $400 times two extension would come out of HR's budget.
Yes.
So I think this would be a valuable effort on that cost.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in favor of that.
So let the record show that we're considering the $3,600 out of IT and we're considering the $800 down to HR.
Yes.
Yep.
So that's what we would be deciding on. Is that correct, Marty?
Ask a question real quick. I think
yes.
The record to clarify, what data are we talking about? Is it the employee data? Is it payroll? Is it time cards. I think we just need to make sure we're clear on what data employees can access, what data HR is accessing, and what we're saving.
Well, the employees are only going to be able to access their own data, but this is for human resources and for history. It is all person. It is all employee data, employee personnel, the history of their employment here, payroll, timekeeping. We have already grabbed for the last 3 years. I think what's important to note is the timekeeping system in ADP is not part of its core functionality. We kept our time through a module called eTime, which is a bolt-on module to ADP. So where all of our time was kept completely different, and it was pulled in via file feed into the core processor of which ADP actually is. So we've gone out and grabbed 3 years of time history from eTime, but these files of which we would be grabbing from core ADP is compensation history, some job history that it held, and all of personnel history.
And Percy, that includes all that?
Percy information is held within the payroll information. So yes,
okay.
It will be included in there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in favor.
Okay. And Steve Webb, you're in the room. We're spending some of your money. Are you okay with that?
Yes, thank you for checking. But yeah, I'm okay with that. CEO Greg Rest said we have a way to get this Esri upgrade done without using that budget this year. So this is perfect. And then this, we can work with HR and this file to, like he said, create reports that can be useful down the road. We'll always have that data.
Okay.
So,
okay. Good. All right. Any other discussion or comments?
Nope. I'm in favor. All right.
Yep. Chairman, I move that the board signs the ADP agreement for data history services, extending that for a minimum of 2 months, and then also having a permanent file access to the historical records that are necessary for county business as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. All right. Is there any other public business that we need to do? I know there's a couple updates on executive session that is pending. We're hopefully ready to report. Question?
Do I need to stay for executive session?
I don't think so.
Is there any personnel related for executive session?
I had something I was going to ask, but it's in my office. I can't remember what it was, but it's not related to personnel. I don't need it. It's not related to anything Marty has.
Okay. All right. I guess if we figure it out, we might text you in a second. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. What do we have? D and F. We need to be updated on a couple cases and a couple research items that we're needing legal opinions mm-hmm. on. So I'd say that both of the opinions that I'm looking for relate to land use or land use area of law.
Yeah, we can go DNF.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061 subsection D for records exempt and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton is yes. So let's consider ourselves recessed to executive session. Thank you.